Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO-FM in Richland Center. The update at 6 is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers, and by the Stafford Funeral Home and the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. At least 3 people dead and at least 200 people rescued after Helene slammed into Florida as a Category 4 hurricane.
The point of Helene's landfall was near the town of Perry in Florida's Big Bend. Farther south in Pinellas County, Ashley Giovanetti says,
we are seeing some areas that received over 8 feet of storm surge.
ABC's Jim Ryan reporting, Helene has now been downgraded to a tropical storm. Big rainmaker in the south. We're flooding this morning in Georgia as Atlanta Fire and Rescue reporting more than 25 rescues. Former President Trump, after criticizing Vladimir Zelensky during the campaign, now meeting with the Ukrainian president at Trump Tower today. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address the UN General Assembly in New York today. That city's Mayor Eric Adams said to be arraigned today in federal court on corruption charges. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning in Arizona today, where she'll visit the U.S.-Mexico border. This is ABC News. Federal investigators looking into the Boar's Head deli meat recall. 10 deaths linked to a listeria outbreak traced to liverwurst, the meat coming from a Virginia plant that the company has closed. There is a new drug for a mental illness that is often debilitating.
About 2.8 million people in the U.S. live with schizophrenia, which can cause psychotic symptoms like hallucinations. It's one of the 15 leading causes of disability worldwide. Antipsychotic drugs to treat schizophrenia have been on the market for decades, but a new drug just approved by the FDA from Bristol-Myers Squibb targets a different area of the brain. It's shown to be effective in trials, and medical experts say this kind of treatment is desperately needed. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Good news for weekend warriors. A new study finds cramming all your physical activity into 2 days is just as good for your health as spreading workouts throughout the week. Researchers finding it's not how often, but how much exercise you get that counts. Dave Packer, ABC News.
A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours. Compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
An update on sports is next, sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto and by the Richland Hospital. Well, Aaron Savali pitched 6 scoreless innings in his last start before the postseason, and Joey Ortiz was a home run short of the cycle as the Brewers defeated the Pittsburgh Pirates by a score of 5-2 yesterday in Major League Baseball. Milwaukee opens up its last regular season series this weekend at home against the Mets. Elsewhere, it was Colorado 10-8 over St. Louis, the Dodgers 7, San Diego 2. The American League action saw Detroit win against Tampa Bay 4-3, White Sox 7, Angels nothing, Oakland 3, Texas 2, and the Yankees over Baltimore 10-1. Interleague action, Kansas City 7, Washington 4, Miami 8-6 over Minnesota. In NFL Thursday night action last night, it was Dallas over the Giants 20-15. And close to home, some volleyball scores from last night. It was a win for Iowa Grant over Riverdale, 3-2. Dodgeville swept Richland Center, and River Valley edged Prairie du Chien, 3-2 in high school volleyball. Wazika Steuben over Weston as well in 3. And in soccer, Richland Center, 3-1 over Dodgeville Mineral Point. Wisconsinites Barneveld and River Valley tied scoreless last night.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60
60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
As part of Suicide Prevention Month, the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourages you to talk about mental health with the people you care about. Suicide is a leading cause of death in the United States, and it's often the result of an untreated mental health condition. For many, the stigmas around mental illness keep them from seeking help when they need it. Support those close to you by starting a conversation. For professional support, call the Richland Hospital and Clinics or call 988 if you are in a crisis.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Today, a high of 80 with sunshine and still warm conditions. Northeast winds at 6 to 12 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 53. Saturday, partly cloudy and a high of 80. And Sunday, mostly sunny and staying unusually warm, a high of 79. Right now in Richland Center, following the midnight reading of 52, we are down to our overnight low. It is 46 degrees.
Cup martinis, second one's a freebie. Happy Friday afternoon. That neon sun's arising. I'm sitting here admiring the summer dress that's shining through. Had just enough to tell you the truth. Don't wanna scoot the boots of nobody. Get straight tequila drunk on nobody. Talking, last call on me walking out there to a checkered cab. Beeline to your condo, Conway on the stereo. Girl, I'd love to lay you down, down, down. Don't wanna scoot the boots of nobody. Get straight tequila drunk on nobody. Wrap these arms around.
Blake Shelton on WRCO Radio, and nobody. Good morning. Time to wake up and get around and, little sore this morning, but we're going to be ready to go for the weekend. We have lots of stuff to tell you about, lots of places to go. We have a field trip today planned to the River Valley School Fair. I forgot my permission slip. But anyway, we'll be heading that direction, and then we have lots of things to tell you about this weekend, weekend number 6, already of the high school football schedule as well. Here is Scotty McCreary as we get a little closer to our time to call and see if Tom Mueller is awake at Mueller Implement today.
But a lot more small town dirt. I can see your pretty eyes reading me like a map, wondering who I am and where I'm at. I'm in between disappear, kick back on a white sand beach. I'm a far cry from being the one night stand, but I ain't ready for a ring on my hand.
Tom Mueller, our guest on WRCO Radio from Mueller Implement in Dodgeville. Tom, a little bit of rain. It looks pretty good for fall mowing.
It sure does. We're probably going to have at least 4 more mows, if not more, before the frost. And real important for those people out there, they're mowing. Mow high. Mow at 4 inches if you can, because you want your root base, your grass, to be in excellent shape going into the winter. Mowing too low kills the lower part of the grass, and what happens then is grass actually dies during the wintertime, so we don't want that to happen. Another thing that's very important, too, this fall is get those leaves off your lawn, because that's an acid-based product, and your acidity changes in your grass, and you really don't want that to stay on there. So otherwise, you'll have to put lime on or something to counter it. So getting leaves off, cutting higher, very, very important. And, of course, you don't want your grass to die because you've got too much grass on top of it. That's the other side of the world. So here at Miller Mill, we've got a lot of programs going on, not only for lawnmowers, but baggers and et cetera. So if you're looking for finance, we have it. If you're looking for discounts, we have them. Our discounts range roughly 10% right now on all Husqvarna equipment. Basically, that runs through the month of October. And literally, that includes handheld, walk-behinds, et cetera. So when we start talking about discounts here at Miller Upman, it's an easy thing to talk about because we buy at such a huge volume. We're able to pass on these savings to our customers. So give us a chance. Don't necessarily go to a mass market place and think you're saving money. Come here and buy some really high-quality products for probably the same price, if not less. So it is a good time to stop and see us at Miller Upman because not only are we busy at service and taking care of our customers, well, we've got a lot of products to show you, a lot of things that you might not know about. There's just new things all the time. So best place to come, of course, is Dodgeville, Wisconsin. We're not hard to find. We're at 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing. And, of course, those little guys to the west of us, Farm Fleet, their lights are on this morning, so I think they'll make it another day as well. Great people. Stop and see them as well. We're open 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, 8 to noon, Saturday. And if you go to www.MuellerRental.com, you'll see our internet site with all kinds of specials. Go to Craigslist and punch in Mueller, and you'll find that on the left-hand side. And literally, you'll see our used. And we have some fantastic prices on used. It's the end of the season, so it's a great time to buy. We're an Aaron's Gravely Husqvarna dealer. Literally cover all of their lines. Also, we're a Wacker Nissan dealer and a Landmaster dealer. Landmaster is a UTV line. So everything we handle right now is American-made. I know Wacker Nissan sounds like German, but most of it's made here in Wisconsin. So keep that in mind. The other side of what we do, of course, is we're all about people. So when you walk through that door, you're going to be number one. And that's kind of rare. When you walk into a store and somebody actually acknowledges you, you should feel quite welcome because that's really how it is here. Our people think that way. We act and walk the act all the time. But the best thing you're going to do is get a good price. And we have some great deals right now. So come on down and find out what it's all about. Stop at Miller Ripman and find out that it's worth your time.
Well, absolutely. And you didn't even mention, I hate to swear on the radio, but anything related to snow.
Well, you know, snow is not that far off, and as much as you don't want to talk about it, it's coming. The good thing about snow is it hasn't gone up price-wise, and so we handle both the Aaron's and Husqvarna line, and so we start out at some very great competitive pricing. It's a great time to stop and buy snow. We just literally sell snow almost every week in the season, so it's not like we don't sell snow. But what you really need to do is stop and see what's available, and buy something that's going to last 50 years. That's the other story we talk about. Buy something of high quality. Our lawnmowers are designed to last 30 years, if not longer. We just don't want you to end up buying something four or five times in your lifetime. Buy it once. Be done with it. End up with it. Put it in your place and realize that that money that you don't spend again is saved, and you have a chance to buy other things.
Looking at about 3 months away from Christmas now. That looking under the Christmas tree, too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and we have that 10% off on handheld program all the way through the end of the year. So if you're looking for a saw or a weed eater, electric or gas, it's a great time to stop in. And you can be Santa Claus early if you want to stop in and get it ready.
Sounds good, Tom. Have a great day.
You as well.
Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement joining us on WRCO for our Friday report.
Calves were steady, slaughter cows weaker at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold up to $600, beef cross-fed calves up to $840, with the light weight calves $200 to $350. Dairy slaughter cows range from $80 to $120 per pound, dairy heifers up to $142, with bulls $135 to $142. Beef cows weren't tested. Early consignment for today's sale include 11 Holstein steers, 850 pounds, 4 Holstein steers, 800 pounds, 17 black calves, 3 to 350, 19 white-faced steers and heifers, 7 to 8, 60 black steers, 5 to 7, 6 black steers, 4 to 6, 8 crossbred steers and heifers, and 8 black steers, 1,100 pounds, along with many smaller packages of cattle. Our next feeder sale will be next week, Friday, October 4th. Contact Darren Colton or Jim, 608-627-1401 at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, for all of your livestock marketing needs.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We are a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are. Every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
You're only as old as you feel. Maybe a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simon's Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted memberships through programs like Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs cater to all fitness levels and abilities, offering over 20 water and land exercise classes each week. You'll also have access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether you join a class or work out solo, improving your fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to discover why many of the adult members in the community call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com. The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Make your home better this year and bring the best of the outdoors inside with Larson. Buy now and save up to $100 on Larson storm doors at All American Do It Center. Larson products are quality built with energy efficiency in mind. Stop by today for a great deal from Larson and find out how you can save up to $100 at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Did you know there may be a way to stop taking pain meds every day and feel better than you have in years? For over 70 years, the Richland Chiropractic Clinic has specialized in natural, drug-free options to help you find your quality of life again. Our doctors treat patients of all ages and take most insurance plans. Don't have insurance? No problem. We offer a medical discount program for uninsured patients. Need a federal exam for your CDL? We can get that done and keep you on the road. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211. Let us help you back into your health.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
I was looking at pictures I didn't want to see. They brought back memories. You look happy, I guess, got the life that you wanted, but it ain't with me. You would think by now that I wouldn't care. It's been a couple years, and yeah, I've had my share of other broken parts, but I only shed real tears over ours.
Play.
like I'm happier now, but all of my friends know that ain't the truth. And lately life's been good to me. Mama's healthy and I'm helping out the whole family. A lot of people know my name, I made a little change, but that don't mean nothing. Cause now I'm in this cold bright light, and this don't even feel like life. Cause I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously. And now I'm in the back of the church, praying hard just to stop the hurt. Cause I don't have the only woman who was there for me religiously. Brought me to God and I put you through hell. You were all about us, I was all about myself.
Zimmerman on WRCO Radio. Good morning. We hope your morning is going along swimmingly today. 46 degrees in Richland Center. News, weather, and sports begins at 6:30 right here.
I got a souped-up ride and I really want to ride you around. And this time of night, there ain't no red lights out. We got a good long stretch of road to see how fast this thing will go. With that shoulder on the side looking mighty fine right now. I can drive you from this holler to Hollywood.
Hubbard on WRCO. All I want to do is park. There you go. Anyway, we're coming up on news time this morning here on WRCO. Later on, we'll give you another keyword to text in the Civic Media Statewide Contest. Go for the green or gold, and that will be in the 7 o'clock hour. Between 7 and 8, we'll give you a word that can make you a winner.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. We've been led to believe that corporations are the job creators and that they drive the economy. We have been told that corporations won't expand and create jobs if they are not given large tax cuts as incentive. It's not true. The economy is not driven by the supply of goods. It is driven by our demand for goods. A living wage, affordable child care, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut corporate taxes, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cut for corporations. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time is sponsored by Computer Connections Y Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities. And by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you. And also by BL Signs for all your business signage needs. Well, the forecast for today is a warm one for late September, a high of 80, a sun and high cloud mix today, northeast winds between 6 and 12. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 53. Tomorrow and Sunday around 80 degrees. Right now in Richland Center, we start out at 46.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. Flags are at half-staff around Wisconsin today. The order from Governor Tony Evers honors U.S. Army Air Force Staff Sergeant Ralph H. Bodie, who was killed in the Second World War. The 20-year-old Racine native was a tail gunner on a B-24 aircraft shot down during a bombing mission over Germany in late 1944. The War Department issued a finding of death the following year, but it wasn't until last December that remains were positively identified. Burial is today in Racine. Wausau Mayor Doug Denny is facing a complaint with the Wisconsin Elections Commission for moving the city's ballot drop box. Claire Woodall Vaug, former head of the Milwaukee Elections Commission, says Denny should have left the box where it was. She says that based on the pictures posted by the mayor, the box was locked and shut and unable to accept ballots. Denny claims he brought the box into his office because it wasn't anchored to the ground and anyone could have tampered with it. For now, the city clerk's office will accept absentee ballots inside the main entrance of Wausau City Hall. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Underlie is calling on the legislature to more than double its reimbursement of special ed costs to local school districts. In her fourth State of Education address at the Capitol Thursday, Underlie called on the state to fund at least 60% of special education costs. The current reimbursement rate is 31.5%. Underlie says many districts continue to struggle to afford to provide services and retain staff, and the state needs to help districts afford the cost of special education services.
The report says Medicaid expansion would add between 72,000 and 90,000 residents to the program and save the state $1.7 billion over the next 2 years. However, health care providers and insurers would no longer benefit from Affordable Care Act tax credits, and some providers could see reimbursements reduced. Wisconsin is one of only 10 states that have not accepted federal funding to expand Medicaid. Governor Tony Evers has proposed expansion in each of his biennial budgets, but has met resistance from the Republican-controlled legislature. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation say the state will use more than $10 million to help reduce traffic congestion and air pollution. That includes improving traffic flow and adding intersections or turn lanes. Efforts to upgrade public transit, bicycle and pedestrian facilities, and ride-sharing programs are also covered. DOT Secretary Christina Boardman says the improvements will not only provide transportation options that help reduce regulated emissions, but can also help to reduce travel delays. 11 projects in total will receive funding. It's River Valley Homecoming Week. This year's theme is Candyland. As a part of the homecoming festivities, the 61st annual River Valley School Fair will be held today. Sherry Groffunder is the agricultural education instructor at River Valley.
We are aiming for over 600 exhibitors for our school district, which is nice to have. That'll not be a record. Our record is higher, but based off a percentage of the students in the school district, it is getting close to a record.
Inside exhibits are being accepted today in the gym. Animal exhibits will be accepted as well this morning.
I went to all the farms and ID'd all the animals. We have over 60 animals that will be at the sale next week. So we're looking for the bidders to come in. We have a record-breaking year as far as auction animals, and the dairy's increasing again so far.
The River Valley FFA and WIC Buildings are also sponsoring a petting zoo this year. The fair is a feature of educational exhibits as well. There will be no school for students in the River Valley School District today. The fair begins at 8 with the animal auction at noon. The River Valley Homecoming Parade will step off at 3. In Friday night's homecoming game tonight, River Valley will host Lancaster. We'll have reports from the River Valley School Fair beginning during the morning show time between 9 and 10. Local election clerks are showing how secure it is to vote in Wisconsin. Madison City Clerk Maribeth Witzel-Bell says machines are tested publicly 10 days before every election.
You can come and you can watch. It's on a Saturday. Watch us test every single machine, every single ballot style for every candidate to make sure that votes are going to be counted properly.
Local election clerks are also busy explaining how secure Wisconsin's balloting is. For instance, Witzel-Bell says all poll workers work in twos.
There are always two poll workers involved when they are dealing with ballots. Two poll workers initial your ballot. Two poll workers are checking you into the poll book. Two poll workers are involved if an absentee is damaged and needs to be remade.
About 2,000 Madison voters were recently sent duplicate absentee ballots by accident. Witzel-Bell says barcodes will prevent anyone from voting twice.
It's internet for everyone from Why Connect Wireless. Why Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless.
Sunshine today with high clouds and warm conditions for late September. A high of 80, northeast winds 6 to 12 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 53. Saturday, partly cloudy to sunny and warm and a high of 80. And Sunday, mostly sunny, staying unusually warm. And again, a high near 80 degrees. In Richland Center, after the early reading today of 52, in fact, that followed yesterday's warm high of 80 degrees. Right now, it is 46 in Richland Center.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Hi, this is State Representative Tony Kurtz, and I'm honored to serve my neighbors here in rural Wisconsin. Out here, we don't ask for much, just safe streets, food on the table, and a place to call home. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in our roads, first responders, and hospitals, all while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. Of course, there's more work to be done. That's why I'm asking for your vote this November. Together, we'll build a better Wisconsin.
Paid for by Kurtz for Assembly.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Sports Time is sponsored by Mr. G's Downtown Viroqua and in the Richland Square Shopping Center, your local source for clothes, boots, shoes, and for everything in style you need for work and play, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. We'll look at some scores from last night and a look ahead at week number 6 of high school football in just a moment. Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all. From stylish outfits to durable work boots, whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Choose Mr. G's.
Last night in high school soccer, it was Richland Center scoring a win on senior night. Petro Matucci with a couple of goals, and also Giovanni Cerna scored a goal as Richland Center picked up a big conference win. 3-1 last night, and they honored 12 seniors during the program last evening. A win for others in the area, such as Ripon over Baraboo, 1-0. Toma, 1-0 over Sparta. And Wisconsinites Barneveld and River Valley tied after 80 minutes of soccer, a scoreless battle. Iowa Grant won a hard-fought match, 3-2 over Riverdale in volleyball. Riverdale won the first, 25-16. The Panthers won 25-21 in the second. The Chieftains survived 27-25 in the third, while Iowa Grant won the last two sets, 25-23 and 16-14. Adrian Biddick led Iowa Grant with 12 kills, while Gretchen Buchholz had 15 for Riverdale in the close match during homecoming week. Macy McKay had 4 aces for the Chieftains, who fell to 1-5 in the SWA. The Panthers are now 3-3. Riverdale won the JV match 2-1. Elsewhere last night in the SWAL, Fenimore edged Southwestern 3-2. In the Ridge and Valley, Ithaca over DeSoto in 3. But the tricky thing was three scores, all the same score. That doesn't happen very often. 25-17, 3 times. Ithaca a winner against DeSoto. Wazika Steuben, 3-0 over Weston. Kickapoo, 3-0 against North Crawford as well. In the Southwest Wisconsin Conference, it was a tough loss for Richland Center. After defeating Dodgeville at Dodgeville, first match of the conference season, they fell in 3 last night. All were close. Dodgeville 25-23, 25-23, and 27-25. River Valley came back from a deficit to win 3-2 over Prairie du Chien last evening, and Platteville swept Lancaster. Also, it was a win for Seneca over Lafarge by 3, and Kickapoo swept North Crawford. Baraboo and Sauk Prairie in a match last night, with Sauk Prairie winning 3-0. Week 6 of high school football this weekend. It's homecoming action for River Valley as they host Lancaster. Co-head coach Dan Makovic talked about homecoming.
One of my favorite times of the year. As a coach, it's not, but as just a community member and someone who's involved, it's great to see the kids doing all these different things and showing off all the activities that they're in. I like that they get to be so involved in the games and and just everything's here this week. So the amount of traffic and people around, it's great to see. Even though, yes, there are a lot of distractions, we really enjoy homecoming here.
Richland Center travels to Platteville. Coach Andrew Troxell talked about last week's loss to New Glarus.
I mean, I thought we had drives. We executed and did well. Just penalties. Penalties were a big hindrance, you know, for us having success and continue to put drives together. So, that was a tough one to drop. But, you know, like we tell the kids, we're back to work on Monday. And so this whole week we've been focused on what we got to do to get a win in Platteville.
New Glarus plays at Broadhead Judah and Prairie du Chien at Dodgeville tonight in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Elsewhere, Westby at Arcadia, GET at Viroqua, La Crosse Logan at Baraboo, Adams Friendship at Mauston, Reedsburg at Onalaska, the Dells at Wautoma, and Mount Horeb-Barneveld at Sauk Prairie. In the Six Rivers Conference tonight, it's homecoming football for Riverdale. The Chieftains play host to Pecatonica Argyle. Here is Coach Lucas Phelps of Riverdale.
You know, homecoming, you got all these activities going on. You end the week with your football game at home, things like that. It's a lot of fun for kids. You tell them to get involved, stuff like that, but also the distractions. You know, we tell them, you know, stay the course, understand what you do off the field is about the team, not just the individual. So make sure that we aren't allowing those distractions to take away what we need to do in practice to prepare ourselves for Friday.
River Ridge at Boscobel, Potosi-Cassville at Iowa Grant, and Blackhawk Warren at Waseca Steuben. And in the Scenic Bluffs, Hillsborough at New Lisbon, Brookwood at Cashton, Nisita travels to Ithaca. I asked co-head coach Kyle Kelly what they will see against Nisita.
We finally get to see a team. They're more of a spread offense, and they like to throw a lot. And we've had team after team the last several weeks where they're very run-heavy and in tight. So it's a little bit different. Finally get to see something a little, but not what we've seen the last few weeks.
Eight-player football, DeSoto at Monticello, North Crawford at Belmont, and Kickapoo LaFarge at Wisconsin Heights. On Saturday, eight-player football features Wunniwoc Weston at Highland and a 2 o'clock kickoff time for that one. Aaron Savali made his final start of the regular season and got through six innings on just 86 pitches. While striking out five, he allowed three hits and one walk. The Brewer offense bounced back after a disappointing showing on Wednesday with 14 hits, two walks, and four stolen bases. The Brewers finish out the regular season with a series against the Mets that starts this evening. Last night in NFL football, it was Dallas over the Giants 20-15. For the second straight week, head coach Matt LaFleur is revealing nothing more on Jordan Love's status than his daily one-word practice designation, limited. Last week, Love was limited during Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday practices. That same pattern has followed this week. The Packers take on the 3-0 Vikings at Lambeau coming up at noon on Sunday. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Keep my emotion deep inside. looking for some kind of sign. If I were a poet, feelings were poetry, I'd send you a thousand lines about how much you mean to me when the feel of my hand and the warmth of my touch ain't enough. Don't give up, read my lips. If your heart doesn't hear when my arms draw you near, it will soon be clear. Read my lips. Time after time, I try.
Somebody pour me a drink. drink.
Post Malone and Blake Shelton on WRCO Radio. Somebody pour me a drink. It's too early in the morning for a ski. I'll tell you that. I'd never before 7 a.m. Right now, it is 46 degrees at 6 minutes away from ski time.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Fall is here and the pumpkins are plenty at Chicken Ridge Farms. Bring the whole family and pick out your perfect pumpkin. Enjoy games for the kids and get lost in the corn maze. And savor delicious food and drinks. Chicken Ridge Farm is just 6 miles west of Richland Center at 18798 Chicken Ridge Road. Open this weekend, Saturday from 10 to 7 and Sunday 11 to 5. Don't miss out on all the fall fun at Chicken Ridge Farms. That's 18798 Chicken Ridge Road. See you there.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Baldwin. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
All-American Do It Center is giving away a $500 shopping giveaway to two lucky customers. There are so many items to choose from in the Do It Best Merchandise book. What would you pick out? This is a way for us to say thank you to our customers and that we appreciate you shopping local. Register in store now. Visit our store display for complete details and contest rules. Win a $500 shopping giveaway from Do It Best at All American Do It Center, Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Puffing on my bagpipe bag, wheezing and I'm blowing till my big fat floppy jaws sag. Make it sound like a train coming over the trestle. If I blow it any harder, I can flush a blood vessel. Blowing that bagpipe bag, ow, that's my bag. Ready, set, don't blow a little bit. I'm a rock and roll band playing for picnics, parties, cookouts, and parades. He'd stand on the bandstand in his red plaid kilt, grooving on his bag how the melody would lilt. Played up at Harvard and down at Vanderbilt.
He's a mess. Where's the dress?
Well, blowing that bagpipe, that's my bag. Huffing and a puffing on my bagpipe bag. Wheezing and a blowing till my big fat floppy jaws sag. Make it sound like the whistle on a big old train. If I blow any harder, I can bust the blood thing. Blowing that bagpipe back, ow, that's my thing. One, two, three.
blow some for you. Well, his name was Patrick Alfred Muldoon. Never got up till it was late in the afternoon. Practice all night, you hum it, he can play it any tune. Yeah. He'd blow up flat tires to keep his lungs in shape, and his face would turn purple like a big fat grape every time he cut out on the chorus of Saturday Loon. Well, blowing that bagpipe, that's my bag. Huffing and puffing on my bagpipe bag. Wheezing that thing till my big fat floppy jaws sag.